We are on the Zainam base at the Mishnah, the bottom Mishnah. Second Mishnah on the page. Ein Bein Shabbos Liyim HaKippurim. We're continuing the Ein Bein because we mentioned on the above on the base, we said Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni LaKriyas HaMegillah UMatanas LaVyeinim. And we had the three-way Machlekes Tanayim as to what happens if you if you're laying in Adar Rishon or Arba Pashas in Adar Rishon, Mikra Megillah, Matanas LaVyeinim, and so on. And then we saw yesterday Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos Ela Eichel Nefesh. And we said that it's Meduik that Legavi Machshir Eichel Nefesh is Zeves Eshoven, which is the Lake of Yehuda. And now we continue with another Ein Bein Shabbos Liyim Kippurim Ela Shezeh Zdoinai B'dei Adam Zeh Zdoinai B'Karis. Good. So what are we saying? The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur we're mentioning is in the severity of a mezid. If a person is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, so then we know what the punishment is, skila, whereas Yom Kippurim it is karis. The truth is, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos, Tosfos said towards the top of the Amud, Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos, Tach Leimer and Dachi Prusha, Ein Shum Malacha Asura LaShabbos, Shaleti Asura LaYom Tov, El Eichon Nefesh Bothad, Avoshar Chilukim Yeish Beinayim, Shezeb Eskila Vezeb Alav. And there is a similar discussion over here in this Mishnah. I mean, in Chanami, this Mishnah is speaking about Legabe, one who's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, one who's Mechal Yom Kippur B'mezid. There, the only difference is one is Beskila and one is Bikaris. Good. Says the Gemara Ha'le'in Tashlumin Zevezer Shavin. The diuk is that if a person does an action in the Chil Shabbos where they end up being Mazik someone, or they do an action on Yom Kippur where they end up being Mazik someone and there's a Tashlumin to be paid, we can be medayik halenyan tashlumin zevaz shavin legabe tashlumin. They would be the same, and what? And they would be potter from payment. Mani masnisin. Reb Chani ben Akana he. The Tanya Reb Chani ben Akana haya oisas Yom Kippurim keshabbos litashlumin. He would equate Yom Kippur, which only has karis, it does not have mises bezdin, if one is mechal Yom Kippur b'mezid. And like we have mentioned many a time, that people sometimes think the Yom Kippur is more chamor than Shabbos, but we see very clearly from this Mishnah, from the Psukim, that it's not. Shabbos is Mises Bezdin, Yom Kippur is Karis, Karis is more kal than Mises Bezdin. But we're saying, says Rav Nachman ben Akana, legabe the din of kamlei b'derab aminei, that if you're mechuyev the particular punishment of Misa, he equates not only a Misa, Mises Adam, Mises Bezdin, but even the Mises. They Shemayim of Karis, the Tanya Mechani Ben Akana, Haya Oises Yom Kippurim, Keshabbos L'Tashlumin, Ma Shabbos Mischai Ben Afshay, Potter Min HaTashlumin, Af Yom Kippurim, Mischai Ben Afshay, U Potter Min HaTashlumin. Rashi says, U Potter Min HaShalem, Im Hidlik Gadishi Shel Chavei Rayi B'Yom Kippurim. So he torched someone's pile. She'ena tashlumin eitzel chiyuv misa. If there's a chiyuv misa, there's going to be a ptur of tashlumin. She'ne'emar v'loye asein anoish ye'anesh. Ha'im ye'asein, if there's going to be misa, loye ye'anesh. And in that, Rabbi Chaim ben Akana says that we say that chayvei krisis is the same as chayvei misa's bezdin. In Mesechus Ksubus, in Elon Iris, that's where the sugya is. And there's a further discussion. What about Misa B'dei Shemayim? We know there's Karis and there's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Let's say a person eats Tevel, the Mezid. The punishment is not Karis, it is Misa B'dei Shemayim. So do we also say, do we equate Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is more Kal than Karis? Like, Abbe, this din of Kamlei B'dei, or maybe it's only Karis and Misa B'dei Shemayim. Al Kaponim, we're saying it's Meduyik, that our Mishnah would pass to you from Tashlumin if one was over Yom Kippur, B'mezid, and therefore our mission is going to be Ben Akana. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Kol Chayvei Krisus Shalaku Nifteru Midei Krisasan, Shneimar V'nikla Achicha Le'einecha, Kevin Shalaku Harei Ka'achecha, Divrei Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Fascinating din. What does the Mishnah say in Makkos? All Chayvei Krisus who get Malkus are now exempt. They are niftar from their Krisus. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'niklachicha le'inecha, meaning your brother has been disgraced. The Pasuk says, Arbaim yakenu, lo Yosef, give him 40 lashes, not more, which we know means 39 lashes and not more. Pen Yosef lakeister al'ela makarabo, lest you end up giving him more and a calamity might come about. And then it ends off by saying, V'niklachicha le'inecha. And your brother, and he calls him your brother, will be disgraced, says Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Once he gets his malchus, so then he is now considered to be like your brother, and he is potter from Karis. That is the din of Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Now Rashi says, Kol Chayvei Krisus, what's the case? What's the case of Chayvei Krisus that you'd get malchus? So Kol Chayvei Krisus Shlaku, meaning Shehisr ben Edim. Allah she'imei karis, meaning that you say to the fellow, don't eat this piece of chalev. If you eat chalev b'meizid, there's karis. And Edom give the fellow asra, they warn him and they say, don't eat the piece of chalev. And he does so. So now we say, when you get malchus, niftu din mimidei krisos, and shuv ein bezdin shalmala nifroyin. Henceforth, the bezdin shalmala would not give the person curries. Discussion in the Sefer Yevamos. This is a thesis on the Beis Amud Aleph. Not so long to go till the beginning of Yevamos. The thesis gets into what is curries, what is Misa V'Shamayim. Famous discussion. Al Kol Panim. That is the din. There is a simple question which the Turi Evan asks over here, and that is, look at the pasuk one more time. Arbaim yakenu lo Yosef pen Yosef lakeisal ela makarabo. So it's speaking there in the parasha of Malchus. We know, for instance, there is a juxtaposition between leisachsim shor b'dishoy. That is the classical quintessential example of Malchus. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and that's one of the makaris. The one only gets Malchus for a lav sheyesh b'maisa because it's leisachsim shor b'dishoy, which is an action. Or you muzzle him, and then you plow with the animals, and so on. And then it says, "Arbay miyakenu." It says, "Give malchus." And there is this drasha of "Vanikla chicha leinecha." Okay, even shalaka, hareu ke'achicha. Frak the Torah, even. How do we know? How do you know this is speaking about a case of karis? Maybe it's just speaking about a fellow is mechuyev malchus. Fellow is mechuyev malchus, and it says, "Vanikla chicha leinecha." That is the Torah, even kasha. And maybe it's just coming to say that he's, niskapru with his malchus and so on. So the Tzuri Evan says that would be pashut. If he was only mechuyev malchus and he received his punishment, so what's the chiddush v'niklachicha le'necha? Kevin shniklarei ka'achecha. Yeah, he's received his punishment. He is ka'achicha and so on. And therefore, it must be referring to chiddush. That even though really there was a stronger din on him, namely kares, but somehow with malchus, v'niklachicha le'necha, that's what it's coming to teach. Well, similarly, the Gemara says elsewhere that if a fellow is supposed to be getting his malchus, and he's supposed to get, and they make an umdana that he can get, I don't know, he can get 12 malchus and no more. He's an older person, and more than that, it's sakonas nefashis. He can only get more. He can get 12, and after he gets 3 malchus, he has an accident, and he excuses himself in public. The Gemara Dashan is the same pasuk. And he's already been disgraced, and therefore he's going to be exempt. Meaning to say, he should have received a larger punishment, but once he's received this, then that's really enough to get him off the hook, to pat him from the rest. So that's the Tzuri Evan is saying over here. The Chiddush is only because he should have received more, namely Kares, but being that this happened, now we say V'niklachicha le'necha, because otherwise it's poshet. there might be room to be mefalpor, because there is a machlekes rishonim in this as to if a person gets malchus. Let's say a person bezdin to edim, tell the person you are not to be chesem pipara. When it's threshing, It's an Issa D'Araisa, the Torah says, Leisachsam Shabbadisha, if you do, you will be flogged with 39 lashes, and it's going to be exceedingly painful. And the fellow, within a second, says, Afo Pikan Ani Oisa. And he goes, and he's Choisem, and he threshes. So he gets Malchus. Okay, is it possible that he gets a kapara with that? He's Oimed Bemirdoy. And he says, Afo Pikan Ani Oisa. And he says, I'm not mischarat on it. It was so gishmak to be Choisem the Piparo when I was threshing it. Mamish, I do it again. Machaya. Is it possible that he gets a kapara? Or does he need to do teshuva also? So if you say that he needs to do teshuva, then, you know, maybe one could ask on the Tzuri Evan, that if the Tzuri Evan is saying, well, it's poshut, if all he was mechuyev is malchus, and he got the malchus, of course, he's kachachal. Unless you say that maybe the chiddush is, that even without teshuva, l'maisa, he has been disgraced, and maybe it's coming to teach me that there is a kapara, even though he's Oymed B'mirdei. Maybe there might be what to be mefalpel in. Talk upon him. That is what it says over there in Maseches Makis. Chochai degrees yishlaka niftar midei krisas nirmanik lachicha le'inecha gaven shalaka arei kachecha divrei Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. So I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Comes along Rabbi Yechanan one day in the base medrash and says, Rabbi, I've got a chiddush to share with you. You should know, Chalukin Olav Chaveirov al Reb Chananya ben Gamliel, that the Chachamim of Rav Chananya ben Gamliel disagree with him. They disagree. So I'm a Rav, I'm really Rav. Rav says, they say in the Beis Medrash, Tanina, what exactly was Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush? Rabbi Yechon's come along and saying, Chiddush, the Chachamim, Rachelik, and Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Tanina, that's our Mishnah. Ein bein yem ha-kipurim l'shabbos, and she says, Deine b'dei Adam, and says, Deine b'hi karis. That is the difference between the two. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there is no punishment b'di Adam, it's b'di Shemayim, whereas when it comes to Shabbos, it is b'di Adam. V'im Isa, and if it's true, it's b'di Adam. If it's true, like Reb Chananya ben Gamliel said, the Kevin Shalaka Reka Hecha, then even by Yom Kippur, it's possible that it's Bidei Adam. Both of them are Bidei Adam. Both of them, there is an intervention of Bezdin. So how can the Mishnah say categorically, one, Bezdin intervened, Bezdin give a punishment, one Shemayim gives a punishment. So it's Poshut from our Mishnah already, that the Chachamim are the Leker of Chanani ben Gamliel. What was the big Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon to say, Chalukan Lav Chavir of Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel? So on that, says the Gemara, no, Amar of Nachman, or Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Hamani Rabbi Yitzchak. No, I could say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yitzchak. Our Mishnah is the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Malchus, the Chai Vikrisis Leka. Rabbi Yitzchak maintains that there is never Malchus by Chai Vikrisis. In other words, Lu Yitzuyer, that there would be Malchus by Chai Vikrisis, maybe I would say that you are Nifter Al Yedei Malchus. But it happens to be that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that there's never Malchus in Chai V'Krisis in the first place. So that is the way he answers. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Malchus b'Chai V'Krisis Leka D'Tanya. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Chai V'Krisis b'Chlal Hayu. Let's just read and then we'll see Rashi. V'Lama Yatzis Karis b'Chisay. L'Deina b'Karis V'Lei b'Malchus. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Amani Rabbi Yitzchak he the Amar b'Maseches Makis the Ein Malkin b'Lav Anitzan Asaras Karis. Avir Hisru b'Ilam Malkus. Fellas about to eat chaylev. And we ate and come along and say, don't eat that. And if you do, you're going to be flogged. You'll get Malkus. We don't give the guy Malkus. Why? Because this is a Lav Hanitzan Lasharas Karis, and you don't get Malkus. Why? Because Kol Chai Dekrisis Shel Arayas Hayu B'Chlav V'Nechris V'Nefashis Ha'isayis. So that the Rashi learns it means, and says there's a problem with this, but we'll go with Rashi, Kol Chai V'Krisis of Arayas, all of the Arayas were included in V'Nichrisu HaNafashos HaOisis. Shekasu B'Pashos Arayas. Lama Yotzis Kareis B'Achayisai. Why did it need to single out Kareis B'Achayisai D'Chziv B'Kadeshim Tiyu V'Ish G'Yikach Esachayisai? And why does it need to mention Kareis over there specifically? Ladina b'kareis v'leba malkas. It's coming to say that there's only kareis, and there will never be malkas. Says Rashi in Hisru Behenel. V'avol gav denid nami nishnis v'isa pasha v'davshnis chadish v'nishnis lahara. Okay, leaving that aside, al kaponim, Rabbi Yitzchak says that any avera that there's kareis, there will never be malkas. So you wouldn't necessarily have known from our Mishnah that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel insofar as if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yitzchak says there's never malchus in the first place. So you don't have a raya that when there's kares which has a potential malchus, if you get malchus, you're positive from the kares, you don't know. That's why Rabbi Yechon said, Rabbi Yitzchak, you should know, Chalukan lav chaverev al Rabbi Hananya. That is one answer. Rav Ashi says, "Afidu teim rabbanu." Can even say our mission is going like the rabbanin. If our mission is going like the rabbanin, so then, and there is kareis, there is malchus b'makim kareis. If you gave hasra, so then surely we would already see from our Mishnah not like Rav Chanan ben Gamliel. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan? Rav Ashi, "Afidu teim rabbanin." Ze ikur zdeini b'di adam. Ze ikur zdeini b'di kareis. That is the way you need to read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says "in min Shabbos in Kippurim," it means say "elish ze ikur zdeinei b'karis, ze ikur zdeinei b'dayadam." Says Rashi, "Firdim rabbanan hidami malchus itzal karis." There is the possibility of receiving malchus if you give hasra for malchus and averis which carry with it a karis punishment. Firach hilekalam melech mina. You wouldn't necessarily have known from our Mishnah that the rabbanan are the leiker of Chanan ben Gamliel. Its main thing is that. Amelia, history of Mifta could very well be, maybe Taka, if you gave Malchus, maybe it'd be Butter. We don't know necessarily. It could be that our Mishnah would agree, and therefore that's the reason why Rabbi Yechon needed to speak it out. That Kol Chai agrees to Shalago Niftru Midikri Sazan, and so on. Fine. So we had an Ein Bein between Shabbos and Yom Tov, an Ein Bein between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and now we move on to Meseches Nedarim. Ein Bein Hamuder Hana Michaveroi, Lemuder Mimenu Michael, Ella Drisas Haregel, the Kalim Shinesim Behen Eichel Nefesh. What practical difference will be if Reuben goes over to Shimon and says, "Koinem shani nene mimcha," all right? He asks himself from all hana from Shimon, or he asks hanas Michael from him. What practical difference will be? One difference will be whether he's allowed to walk on his property. Can the muder walk on the property of the one he asked it? And the second difference will be whether he's allowed to borrow he's allowed to borrow from him tools which are not involved in the preparation of food. So if he only asked food upon himself, so then he's allowed to borrow a drill, he's allowed to borrow a hammer, he's allowed to borrow his car, he's allowed to borrow all things which don't have to do with food, but anything which has to do with food, that he would not be allowed to benefit from. Says Rashi, if a person is asking all types of enjoyment, pleasure, that is much more chomor than someone who's a muder maichol. Drisus a regel shemuder hana also likanas lebeisai v'muder maichol mutter. So someone who asks hana, and there's going to be an issur of drisus regel. He's not allowed to step in his property. Rashi says over here, we're referring to, he's not allowed to enter his house. Tesis has a discussion, ends up quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that here we're discussing a bikkur, a valley. But, okay, leaving that discussion aside, let's just see another Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Says, the kalim she'enei semen eichel nefesh, if it's tools which are not used in the preparation of food, if it's a drill, if it's a hammer, mutol lahashel lemuder maichel. So someone who only says, "I'm not going to benefit any hanas meichel from you," he can borrow your hammer. Now Rashi adds in, "V'dafke b'makim shein maskirin kiyutzu behen." This is only in a place where the norm is not to rent these types of tools. But if the norm is you rent a hammer, you rent a drill, you rent a car, so then says Rashi, Tnana behed, we learned in Maseches Nedarim and Aflamed Gimel, the Aser, you're not allowed to. In other words, if he says, I'm only asering Hanos Meichel upon myself, Shimon, I don't want to derive any Hanos Meichel from you. Can I borrow your brand new car for a week? And there, the minig is that people don't lend out their cars, they rent their cars. They let their cars out. They get money for it. So we learned over there, the kol hana shim lo yehane uzeh haya mechaseh bapruta hanas meichli. So to the extent that you've saved money, so that money now is considered to be like food, because you need money to buy food. Sharei ru'uyo oyis bapruta liknis bameichli. So if you have spared yourself a clear revach, a clear financial revach, you've saved yourself £5, £10, £50, well, money is food, the Gemara is understanding. You perhaps would have used your money to purchase food. So if it would have cost you at least the pruta to rent the hammer, to rent the car, then even if you only asked it upon yourself, hanos meicho, still it's going to be aser, because I saved myself £5, and I would have used the £5 to buy food, and therefore it is considered to be in some way Hanos Meichel. Very interesting. Tosfos says over here the same thing, but towards the end, three lines before the end, Tosfos says, Avol Kalim She'oisin Ben Eichel Nefesh. What about if it's Kalim She'oisin Ben Eichel Nefesh? Let's say I say, can I borrow a grater? Can I borrow salt shakers? Can I borrow Avokalim She'esim and Eichel Nefesh Oser Afilu Bepokis Mishava Pruta? Gavin Avi Eichel Nefesh, which is a fascinating din. The Tzuri Yevin asks on this and questions where Tesis gets that from. Tesis understands that when it comes to the actual nether itself, when Reuben says to Shimon, Koinim Hanos Meichel Olai. I'm asring upon myself any hanos meichel upon myself. That includes even borrowing things which are pachas mishava pruta. Let's say it costs one pruta to rent a cheese grater for an hour, and you borrow it for 5 seconds. It's pachas mishava pruta. As it says, even pachas mishava pruta is included. Kivan havi echol nefesh. That is at least Shita's thesis. Again, Zog the Mishnah. Ein min muda hana michazerei. Lemuda mimena meichel. Ella, drisus haregel. That will be one difference, whether or not you can walk on the fellow's property. And, kelim shenis ben eichel nefesh. Tools which are not used in the preparation of food. So the Gemara first speaks out. It seems to be fairly poshet. Hala inyan kelim shenis ben eichel nefesh is a shoven. But if it is kelim which are used in the preparation of food, there is no difference. Okay, the other difference we said was drisus haregel. Drisus haregel. So, frag the Gemara, why should drisus haregel be aser? What if Reuben tells Shimon that it's aser for me to be nana from you, Shimon, at all? I'm not allowed to walk in your property. Why? Hale kapti inshi. Well, people aren't makbid about that. People aren't makbid about that. Why should that be aser? I just give the answer first. Amrava Hamani Rabbi Eliezer Yidamra Vitor Aser Bamuda Hano. Says Rashi, Holy Kapti Inshiva, my Aser Bamuda Hano, why should that be Aser? Vitor Davashai Mevater. Lechol Adam, things which a person is happy to forego and turn a blind eye and not care about, is not Makbid, even those things are Aser Bamuda Hano. So, again, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer say, whatever is included in the halachic category of vitor, things which people are mevater on, people are happy to forego, they're not makbid about, that's not included in the nether. And Rabbi Eliezer says even those things are included in the nether. There is a discussion as to, I mean, what's, I mean, the Chacham say Vitr is Mutter. Now, why is that? Things which people are not makbid on are Mutter. Why? Says Rashbam and Bava Basra from Zion. He says, because people are not makbid, it's as if it's Hefker. So it's Hefker. So Reuven Asad being Nana from Shimon. But to the extent that Shimon is totally not makbid, someone walks across his property, his house, or if it's a bika, or whatever it is, but to the extent that he's not makbid, it's considered to be like Hefker. It doesn't belong to Shimon. Or the Ran says in Adam Lamed Gimel that Ein Hanana Kari Nana Michaveiray Bahana Shabri Adam Lay Makpidim Alav. It's not considered that Reuven was Nana from Shimon. So those are, you know, various nishchais of what the Rishonim say. There's other pshatim, but Tzuri Evin also asks questions on the Rishonim, and he says that, remember, when we're discussing Nedarim, it's a different world entirely, because by Nedarim we always go after Lashon B'nei Adam, and therefore, you know, even if you'll say, well, one second. Strictly speaking, even if the guy is not makpid, but I am still being nana, Mali, that you're not makpid, I'm still being nana from you. And the fact that you don't care, maybe because you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire, you don't care, so you're mavata. But why is that not considered that I was nana from you? I was nana from you. Ah, says the Tzuri Evin, because when it comes to Nedarim, we look at Lashon B'nei Adam. And Lashon B'nei Adam, there's certain things which are included, certain things which are not included, and Lashon B'nei Adam is able to say that things which people are mevater on, that's not really included in the net in the first place, and that would be the pshat in the Chachamim. And Reb Lezer says, no, even vitur is aser b'mudah hana. And again, depending on how we understand pshat and Rabbana, why they say vitur is mutter b'mudah hana, we'll have to try and understand, so what's the pshat in Reb Lezer, who asks it? And when he asks it, does he ask it midyaraisa? Or is it only asked midyarabonin? Meaning, Lamash, the Ramban says in Baba Basra, the Vada, Reb Lezer only asks midyarabonin. Because, again, based on what we're saying over here, either you say that the Shimon was mafkarit, it's hefker, or it's not considered that you're being nana from him. You're not taking anything from him. Or you go after Lashon B'nei Adam, whatever you say. So it might be difficult to hear in Reb Lezer that he asks it. Well, he asks him with the Araisa. So the Ramban, it's only asked with the Rabbanin. But there are Rishonim which they know, according to Reb Lezer, it's even asked with the Araisa. That is a Hilchas Nedarim Inyan, which Bezal Hashem, in the fifth parak of Nedarim, we, Bezal Hashem, will get into that. Okay. The next mission, Ein Bein Nedarim Lindavis. Elish Nedarim Hayiv Bachar Yusan. We have seen this several times. Rashi says, Neder v'nedava, Farish b'gemara, Neder ha'im ha'rei olai oila, Olach ha'zman ha'frisha chay b'achriyusa. So he says, it's incumbent upon me to bring an oila. Okay, so you have to take full responsibility to make sure it gets to the Azara. Whereas nedava ha'im ha'rei zu, there you confer a halachic status on the animal, but you're not necessarily binding yourself. You just say harizu, v'lei kibla lav, you were never mekabel achrayus. So says the Mishnah, ein bein nedarim nedavas, ela, sheha nedarim chayiv b'achriyusin, nedavas eina chayiv b'achriyusin. Thesis points out that there are other differences. Thesis says, kasha maile tani sheha nedava ba'a min hamaiser. If you say you can use Maisa Behema, you can use Maisa Sheni money, Dechsev is Avachta Shlomim, Gabi Maisa, Veneder Einaba Elamanachulin. So if you say Harei Olai, it's incumbent upon me to bring a carbon, so then you're not able to bring Shlomim from Maisa Sheni, you have to use Chulin funds and so on. So that might be another difference. This says, you're right, but the reason why we didn't say this is because we are speaking already about a carbon shehufrish kvar. You've already made something an animal. You already made it a carbon. Either you made it a carbon through a neder, or you made it a carbon through a nedava. And on that we're saying, ein bein, a carbon which became a carbon through a neder, or a carbon which became a carbon through a nedava. Only the only difference is the chiyuv achrayis. The Gemara says, "Hala inyan bal ta'acher zevze shavin." Regarding the din of bal ta'acher, which we learned in towards the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, they are the same. Both of them are subject to bal ta'acher, and we had either four or five shittas tanayim as to at what stage is a person over on bal ta'acher at gimel regalim. Is it Gimel Regalim Kisidron? Is it the first regal? Sukkos needs to be the last. Lots of different opinions. We learned in Maseches Kinim, is a neder. What's a neder? Haimer hare alai oila. Is a nedava. Haimer hare zu oila. So one is when you say alai, and one is when you say zu. Uma bein nedarim lenedavais. What is the difference between the two? Nedarim and Mesu Nignavu Yavdu. If they die, or they got stolen or lost, Chai Bach Riusay. Yim Chui Bach Rayas. Nedavais Mesu Nignavu Yavdu Eina Chai Bach Riusay. Yim Chui Bach Rayas. Says the Gemara Menani Mili Tzana Rabbanim. Pasuk says, V'nir Tzaloi L'chaper Olav. V'nir Tzaloi L'chaper Olav. So Reb Shimon, I am an S Sha'alov Chayiv Achriusan. S Sha'alov Chayiv Achriusan. That which is upon him, he is Machuyiv in Achrayus. That which is upon him, he is Machuyiv Achrayus. I.e. another Venitzalay Lechaper Alov. Alov Chayiv Achriusan Veshain Alov. If it's an Adavos, no longer on me. Because I just said this is a shlamim, this is an oila. So then, ein chayiv v'achriusa. My mashma, amar yitzel baravdimi, kivin sh'amar alai. When you see the word alai upon me, kaman the toyin akasri dami. It's as if you've placed it upon your shoulder. So it's upon me. I've got to ensure that it gets to the azara. And up until that stage, I am a mechuyiv. There is an interesting shaila in the Achronim when it comes to tzedaka. the Rambam writes in Ches of Matnas Aniyim that tzedaka is bechlal hanedarim. Says the Rambam, "Lefikach ha'omer harei alai sela letzedaka, harei sela zu tzedaka chayiv litzna laniyim yad, v'imicher avr b'bal ta'acher." There will be bal ta'acher implications for Nidrit Tzedakah. So, okay, you're telling me that Tzedakah is included in the concept of a neder, so surely there should be a distinction between, if you say, Arezu Tzedakah, Arealai Tzedakah, Legabe Achrayas. In other words, if I take a coin and I say, Arealai Litzdakah, if I take out a £1 coin and I say, Arealai Tzedakah, so, okay, so I need to make sure that it gets to Dani. And until it gets to the ani, I'm a chuyiv, and if it gets lost, I'm liable. But if I say hari zu letzaka, perhaps we should make the same distinction. And that is the way the shalos ketuvos arba turi evan comes out. It says that we make the same distinction, which we say between nedarim and nedavos, in tzedaka also. Others disagree. There's a chavis das in simkuf samach, who says that by tzedakah, even if you do it b'lashon nedava, and you say harei zu letzedakah, still we say that you are mechuyev in achrayis. That is an interesting deal in the achronim.
Don't you say when you give it a nedava, it says in shelon in do v'in do. It's better if you don't make a nedava, just in case you don't refuse it. So why do people make a nedava when they go? When they go out, for example, in the Sephardi world, everybody's called out, Shemit Nadel, Me'ar, Sheker, what happens if he doesn't give it on time?
Right, you're right. I mean, a person should always say Bli Neder. 100%. When I get called up and they do a Misha Berech, if they say Bavu Shiit and Stock, I always add in Bli Neder. Meaning, you know, it should be Bli Neder. I don't want to get entrapped and ensnared in this world of of Nedarim, Senechanami. It's always good to say Bli Nedar. Okay, we move on now to Inyanei Tumentara. Ein Bein Zav HaRayesh Le'Reyes L'Reyes Shalish Elikarbon. So we're discussing here a man who sees Zivus. He sees some type of a flow twice, or he sees three times. Rashi discusses different. It can be on the same day or on different days. There are differences between a male zav and a female zava. Female zava, it must be on three consecutive days in order for her to be considered to be a zava gedayla. But the only difference between a zav who has seen twice, again, the Rashi says, be a mechad, the shnei yamim betzufin, shalosh be a mechad, the shlosh yamim betzufin, two on one day, one on the next day. There's no difference in a zav who saw twice and one who saw three times. Ella carbon, meaning if you have a zav baal gimel reis, meaning they have the same level of severity of tum and tyra, and both of them have to count shivinakim. You know, we often think, because nowadays the concept of shivinakim is only relevant to women, but the concept of shivinakim in the Torah is equally, or certainly is relevant to a man who is a zav. It's interesting that Rishonim would say that the makar of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is learned out from Vesafra La. How do you know if you go to someone's house and they say, you know, please have a piece of meat? How do you know that it's kosher? Because they say that it's kosher. Bring me two Eidim. So we say Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. What's the makar of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? The Rishonim are bothered with this question. So some Rishonim say, Dim Leikein Ein Lecha Adam Shi Yisad Eitzel Chaveroi. No one is able to eat by anyone else's house. To which other Rishonim say, Ma ichpas lano. Yizar ma sheyochal. What type of reason is that? Because you won't be able to socialize and eat at other people's houses. Be careful, just be careful. Elamai, some Rishonim say, that Tezus quotes, that we learn out from the Safra law. How do we know that the woman counted Shivanakim? Well, she's got two witnesses, that she did a bedika, and that the bedika was clean, and she didn't see anything else all the 7 days. Elamai, Eidef, and his name would be Surin. Lamayis, the Pasuk says, Vistafar Loi, also, it says that by Azov also there's a din of Sfiras, Shivanakim. But again, nowadays, the Musig is relevant for a woman, and not so much for Azov nowadays. So, Ein Bein Azov, Haresh, Tiris, Lareya, Shalash, Ella, Carbon. The Nafkimina is carbon. Says the Gemahalin in Mishkav Umeshav, Legabi, the particular type of tumor of Mishkav Umeshav, that if you lie, let's say, on a bed, on a mattress, and there's 10 mattresses underneath them, all of the mattresses become tummy. Legavi Mishkav Umeshav, Us Sfiras Shiva, Zevzeshavin. Legavi, those two dinim, they are the same. Rashash adds in, he says, by the way, there's another din which the Gemara could have said, and that is the requirement of Mayim Chaim. Meaning we know that a Nida does not need Mayim Chaim to be Matara herself. She goes into a mikvah and she is Tahira. But a Zav requires a Mayim Chaim. So we could have said Hala Inyan, Taharas, Mayim Chaim. Also, that would be a third similarity. So again, Mishkav Meshav, Shivanakim, Zevze Shavin. Sizma Minani Mili. How do you know this? That they're Shavin Legabi Tuma, but they're not Shavin Legabi Carbon. That's the rationale of the question. Minani Mili. Tanu Rabbanin, I'm going to quote a din from Rabbi Simoi, and I'm going to quote a din from another braisa, which learns out from the word mi zayvo. So first we say, the Tanu Rabbanin, Rabbi Simoi Omer, monakosiv shtayim ukrayu tami. Shalosh ukrayu tami. We have sukim. One pasuk, it mentions the word zav or zivus twice, and it mentions that the fellow is tami. We have another pasuk which says the word Zav Zivus three times and calls the fellow Tame also. If you just look at the Rashi, about 8-9 lines before the lines, 10 lines before the lines become smaller, become, I'm sorry, slightly larger. Now, Manakaz of Shtayim, the Ishkiye Zav, I'm sorry, Zivai. So it says the word Zav Zivai twice. Tamehu, Harishli Zivais, Menuyais Khan, Ukrayu Tame. So it says the word Zav twice. And it says, Tuma Shalish, Ukrayu Tami, what's that? 3. So we have one pasuk which mentions the word zav twice and calls him tummy. One pasuk which mentions the word zav 3 times and calls him tummy. Haketzad. So how are we going to figure out the differences between these, between the number of re'is? Haketzad, shtayim l'tuma v'shalosh l'karvan. Says Rabbi Simai, you know what it must be coming to tell me, what's the chiluk? That after 2 re'is, he is tummy. After 3 re'is, he already has to bring a karvan. That's the only difference. Says the Gemara, the Amar, shtayim l'tuma v'leil l'karvan. Maybe if you see twice, your tummy, there's no carbon. Shalish le carbon v'leil tuma. Curious havamina, that maybe 3 times you're obligated to bring a carbon, but you're not tummy. The Gemara says Amris actually ra shalish ra shtayim. That is a halachic impossibility insofar as in order to see 3 times you had to have seen it twice, and once you saw twice it became tummy, and yesh la'ayin what the havamina was. But ra shalish ra shtayim. So that can't be, says the Gemara, because actually Rosh Shalish, Rosh Dayim. Says the Gemara, okay, but maybe I can ask a different Pircha. The Amish Dayim le carbon, Valei le tuma. So maybe if you see twice, you have to bring a carbon. You taka, don't, you're not Tommy. And what do you mean you're not Tommy? We just said that the Pasuk says you're Tommy. What do you mean you're not Tommy? Says Rashi, Valei le tuma, 3-4 lines, 4 lines become wide, Valei le tuma chamura, al kabal keri ba'alma. Meaning maybe you just have, just like a Zav who sees once, only has the tumah of a Balkari. The din is, if he sees twice and 3 times, he has the tumah chamur of a Zav. Maybe if he sees even twice, he's only like a Balkari. And that's how I would explain the word tumah over there. So again, maybe he doesn't have the tumah chamur of a Zav, but rather the tumah kal of a Balkari. And shaloish, after tumah, maybe in that only 3 times, he has the tumah hamura of a zav. So I still don't necessarily know that a zav who sees twice has the tumah hamura of a zav of 7 days. So now the Gemara has to introduce another braisa. Don't say that. Don't say that a zav bal beis re'is is going to be mechuyav a carbon. Because we suggested maybe he's mechuyav carbon, but he's not going to be tamei. Don't make such a suggestion. I have made that he's mechuyav carbon and he's not tamei. Titania, we have a braisa which speaks about karbanis, which darshens the pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'asa isa makayin echad chatas ve'echad ve'echad oila ve'chipar lav hakayin lifnei Hashem mi zayvaya." The kayin is makayin the karbanis. And he will be mechaper for him from his zivus. The tani v'chibal avakein lefnei Hashem mi zivoy. So we dash miktsa zavin mevi'in carbon, miktsa zavin ein mevi'in carbon. And haketzad rosh shalosh mevi. If he sees 3 re'is, then he brings a carbon. Whereas only shtayim ein a mevi. He doesn't bring. So again, this is coming to answer. We suggest that we had a kash in Reb Simoy. Maybe if he sees twice, he brings a carbon, but he's not tummy with the tumah hamura. And that we say don't have such a havamina. The chuzi have a brace which darshens a pasuk with gavi carbon, and it says there are times that he brings a carbon mizayivoy, mixes of mevi'in, mixes a mevi'in. If he saw 3 times, then he brings a carbon. Twice, he doesn't bring a carbon. Says gemara ayin ella, maybe not. Ayin ella rabeis mevi. Rosh Hashanah, maybe if you saw twice, he brings a carbon. 3 times, he doesn't bring a carbon. Says the Gemara, that's the same halachic impossibility. Amr is actually Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Tayim. If he already was mechuyav a carbon when he saw twice, so obviously, the fact that he saw a 3rd time is not going to pass him from a carbon. So therefore, it must be that there's no way we're going to say that if he sees twice, he's going to be mechuyav a carbon, but he's not going to be tamei. So now the Gemara says, okay, so I have the first braisa of Reb Simoy, Manakasa Shtayim Vakaro Tamei, Shalosh Vakaro Tamei, Haketzad. We want to say it's 2 for Tumah, 3 for Carbon. We have the second braisa which says that only if this is three times as imachuiv a carbon, why do I need to have both prices? Vitzchach Reb Simoi, Vitzchach Mizdeve. The Imid Reb Simoi, as we saw, it wasn't conclusive. Have a miniki cushion. I might say, like we asked, that maybe if he sees twice his machuiv a carbon, maybe he's not tummy to machamura. Maybe he's only going to be tummy to makala, like a balkari. So have a miniki cushion. Kamash malon, mizoivai. That's when he's the brisa of mizoivai. To tell me that there is, he's not going to be machuiv a carbon. The mizoivai lo yodana kamariyos. I wouldn't necessarily know how many reis it takes in order to make him tummy. Kamashman the Reb Simoi, that even after two times, he has the Tumah Chamura. Says Gemara, Hashta the Amas Mizoiv Eladrasha. So now that you're telling me that from this word Zoiv, which appears in Vayikra Tezvav, Pasuk Tezvav, that is used for a drasha, well, I have Vayikra Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, which also says the word Mizoiv. What does it say over there? V'chiyita hazav mizayvay v'stafalei shivaz yamim v'tarasei v'chibis v'gadiv rachat v'sav v'mayim chayim v'tahar. So now that I have the one mizayvay in Pasuk Tezvav for Adrasha, what do I do with the mizayvay in Pasuk Yigimel? So again, ha'atadam is mizayvay l'adrasha v'chiyitar hazav mizayvay my darshas be'il. So the Gemara, we're going to make three drashas from this. I'm going to see in Amud Beis how we can really make some midrashas. So Gemara says, "Hahomi boilei lech detanya v'chiyitar hazav." It says, "When the zav is matar himself, so we already darshin lech shiyifseik once he stops seeing lech shiyifseik mizayvay." Rashi says, two lines down in the meeting lines, "Lech shiyifseik mizayvay ein tzach litboil kodem sfira elam shiyifseik yimna." Only once he stops seeing, then that's when he goes. That's when he's stable. That is drasha number one. Then we say mizayvay, v'lo mizayvay v'nigay, meaning it says when he is mitar himself from his zivos, meaning there's a flow. So it says when he's mitar himself from his flow, then he counts Shiva Nikiyam. Now, let's say the guy happens to be a Mitzayra also. Poor chap. Really, he's having a rough time. He's a Zov, he's a Mitzayra, and it happens to be that even though the Zivus has stopped, he still has two Mitzaras. So you might have thought for him to count Shiva Nikiyam, it's pointless, because he's a Mitzayra. And it's kind of like a table of a shirts beyond type of action for him to count Shiva Nikiyam whilst he's still a Mitzayra. And that says the Pasuk, no, he can. It says when he's Mitzayra himself, Mizayvay, believe him, Mizayvay v'nigay. I didn't have to worry about the fact that he still is a Mitzayra. If you look at Rashi, two lines down in the wide lines, five, six words in, Ein Eimun Loy, Ein Sfira Zu Nikiyas Ad Sheyita Af Minigay. We don't tell the chap, no, this is worthless until you matay yourself from your nega also. He can count immediately, and it works for his spheres zayiv. And then when he's in this rapid from his tharas, then he can go to the mikvah. But there's nothing preventing him from counting his shiv and akim, even though the fellow is a mitzayra mamish. That is drash number two. And finally, mizayiv v'safar. But the fact that there is a smichas between the words zav and safar, mizayv v'safar, limid al zav al shteri yois, shaton shiva, sfiras shiva. It comes to teach me that there's a din of shiva nikiyim, even if you saw only twice. Even if you saw twice. Now, ask the Gemara on second valei dinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer that if a zav saw twice, he's mechuyev in shiva nikiyim? After all, im mitami mishkav u'meishav, lo yeton sfiris nekim, sfiris shiva, if he is able to be mitame, there's tumah chamura, he's lying on 10 mattresses, all 10 of them are tame, so surely there should be a din of shiva nekim, so why do I need to learn that out from the pasuk? Says the Gemara, no, that's not necessarily kal v'chomer. Why? Because shimas yom keneged yom techiach. Let's have a woman. She is in her Yud Aleph Yemei Zivus. A woman became a Nida. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, she's Tahira. The next 11 days are days where she can become either a Zava Katana or a Zava Gedola. If she sees once, let's say, she is now Shemer Yem Keneged Yem, she needs to be Shemer Day of Tahara. So that woman, that Zava Katana, has the Tumah Hamura of Mishka, to be Matama Mishka V'Meshav, but she doesn't have to count Shemer Nekiyim. So Shemer Yem Keneged Yem Tichiyach, Shemer Tama Mishka V'Meshav, the Eina Te'una Sviras Shiva, in which case, Af'ata Al Titma, shouldn't be such a Pela Be'necha, Elzeh, Shavu Bishmatama Mishka V'Meshav, Lo Yeiton Sviras Shiva, Tamad Leimer Mizayvoy V'Safar. That's why I need the Smichus of Mizayvoy to the word V'Safar to tell me Mikza Zayvoy V'Safar Limen Al Zaval Shtir Iyos Shaton Sviras Shiva. Full stop. Good. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. I don't understand. We've darshened the word Mizayvoy in Pasuk Tezvav initially. We said Mikta Zayvay Mevin Carbon. We're going to be Mamayate a Zav Valshteris. You don't have to bring a carbon. So we're using Mizayvay quite rightly, intuitively, as a Miut. Mizayvay. Only certain Zavim bring a carbon. And the next Mizayvay we're using as a Riboy. How does that work? Amli Rabab Labaya, Maishna Hai Mizayvay, the Maribi Bay Zav Valshteris, this last one which we just did in Pasuk Yud Gimel. That he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Which would be the norm, because mizayve seems to imply a mute. If that was true, so then lishtik kramine. The pasuk shouldn't have said anything, as Rashi says directly across. And I wouldn't have known that there's any obligation of Svir Shivanakiyam. Chitema Asimidina. Maybe you'd say it's a Kava Chaymer, because he's in the Talmud Mishka V'Moshav. No, we already said Shemes Yem Keneged Yem Techiach. Chitema. Maybe I'll say no, but I already used this Pasuk for a different Drasha, and therefore I can't make this Drasha. Chitema Haimi Boile Mizayvoy. To tell me Mizayvoy Umin Avaloy Mizayvoy Umin Negoy. And therefore, the pasuk is an extra to make this drasha in the first place. No, says the Gemara, that's not true. Imkay nechtav kra the chiyitar hazav. Could have just said the im the chiyitar hazav, and I would know that as soon as he has become tar from the zivus, then he's ready to count as shivan akim. Valishteik mizayve lamali. Why does it say mizayve limet al zav al shtei reiyos shaton sviris shiva? Therefore, Masbit's coming to tell me also that a Zav Valshteriyeis requires Shiva. So even though one Mizayv is coming to be Maribe, one Mizayv is coming to be Mamayit, nevertheless, it's okay because it wouldn't make sense to use it as a mute. Okay, and we have another Mishnah dealing with Tuman Taira. Ein Bein Mitzerim Muzgar, Le Mitzerim Mochlet, Ela Priya Uprima. What is the difference between a Mitzerim who is Muzgar and a Mitzerim who is Mochlet? So, we translate, and let's just mention the Shitas briefly. Rashi says, in Vayikra, what does it mean, a Metzera who is Muzgar? It's based on the Pasuk, the Hizgir HaKoyenes HaNega, meaning Yizgirenu B'Bayis Echot. It's referring to the individual who has what appears to be Tzaras. He needs to stay in his house for 7 days. The Rosh says that the Hezgir is not a din in the Metzera in his bias. Shalim Matzino is Dr. Rosh B'chol Meseches Negoyim Shemazgir Nesametzera B'Bayis. What does it say that he needs to stay in his house? The Torah says V'Hizgires HaNega. You're Mazgir the Nega, not the Nagua. Says the Rosh, means that you make Rishima around the Nega as a simon to see on the seventh day if it is spread or not. That is the way the Rosh learns. The Rosh has other pshatim. Al kaponim, the point is, a Mitzera Muzgar is someone that we have yet to establish for a fact that he is a full-blown Mitzera. Whereas Muklat is once we've said he is definitely a Metzera Mamish. What are the differences between a Metzera Muzgar and a Mochlet? Priya and Prima. Says Rashi, Priya and Prima, the God of you, Frumim, you need to rip the clothing of a Metzera Mochlet, and Reisha Yia Parua is supposed to grow his hair, and so on. Ein bein a Mitzich, ein bein Tahar Mitzich Hezger, the Tahar Mitzich Hechlet. What are the differences in between a Metzera who became Tahar from a state of Hezger, which is the lower state, or a Metzera became Tahar from a state of being a Metzera Mukhlat? Ella, the Mukhlat requires Tiglachas, shaving his body, and Tzipurim. He requires the bringing of Tzipurim. Says the Gemara, Hale'inyin Shiluach Vituma Zev Zeshamin. But Legabi the din of sending him outside of Gimel Machnes, we know that Metzera is Chamor, that he gets sent out of Gimel Machnes, and Legabi Tuma. Or the Rashi says, "Kol chemer tuma hamura b'mitzera zev zeshavin." They are the same. So the Gemara wants to know, "Menani mili that there's no priya and prima by a muzgar." Let's just see one Rashi, and we'll finish with this. Rashi says, "Menani mili de ein priya u prima b'muzgar dilma galilan rachmana b'mochlet, that you rip the clothing and he has to grow his hair. V'adin l'muzgar. Maybe it applies equally to both. Maybe it applies to a mochlet, and it applies also to a muzgar. How do you know it applies solely to a metzera who is a mochlet? So that is where we will pick it up from, as Hashem, tomorrow.